Acts chapter 7. Then said the high priest, Are these things so? And Stephen said, Men, brethren, and fathers, listen. The Elohim of majesty appeared to our father Abraham when he was in Mesopotamia, before he dwelt in Haran, and said to him, Get you out of your country and from your kindred, and come to the land which I shall show you. Then came he out of the land of the Chaldeans and dwelt in Haran. And afterward, when his father was dead, he removed him to this land, wherein you now dwell. And he gave him no inheritance in it, no, not so much as to set his foot upon it. Yet he promised that he would give it to him for a possession, and to his seed after him, when as yet he had no child. And Yahweh spoke in this manner, that his seed should travel in a strange land, and that they should bring them into bondage, and entreat them evil for 400 years. And the nation to whom they shall be in bondage will I judge, says Yahweh. And after that they shall come forth and serve me in this place. And he gave him the covenant of circumcision. So Abraham begat Isaac, and circumcised him the eighth day, and Isaac begat Jacob, and Jacob begat the 12 patriarchs. And the patriarchs, moved with envy, sold Joseph into Egypt. But Yahweh was with him, and delivered him out of all of his afflictions, and gave him favor and wisdom in the sight of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. And he made him governor over Egypt, and all his house. Now there came a famine over all the land of Egypt and Canaan, and great affliction, and our fathers found no sustenance. But when Jacob heard that there was corn in Egypt, he sent out our fathers first. And at the second time Joseph was made known to his brethren, and Joseph's kindred was made known to Pharaoh. Then sent Joseph and called his father Jacob to him and all his kindred, 70 souls. So Jacob went down to Egypt and died, he and our fathers, and were carried over to Shechem, and laid in the grave that Abraham bought for a sum of money of the sons of Hamor, the father of Shechem. But when the time of the promise drew near, which Yahweh had sworn to Abraham, the people grew and multiplied in Egypt, till another king arose, which knew not Joseph. The same dealt craftily with our kindred, and evil entreated our fathers, so that they cast out their young children, to the end that they might not live. In which time Moses was born, and was exceeding fair, and nourished up in his father's house for 3 months. And when he was cast out, Pharaoh's daughter took him up, and nourished him for her own son. And Moses was learned in all the wisdom of the Egyptians, and was mighty in words and deeds. And when he was fully 40 years old, it came to his heart to visit his brothers, the children of Israel. And seeing one of them suffer wrong, he defended him, and avenged him that was oppressed, and killed the Egyptian. For he supposed his brothers would have understood how that Yahweh by his hand would deliver them. But they did not understand. And the next day he showed himself to them as they strove, and would have set them at one again, saying, Sirs, your brothers, why do you do wrong to one another? But he that did his neighbor wrong thrust him away, saying, Who made you a ruler and judge over us? Will you kill me as you killed the Egyptian yesterday? Well, then fled Moses at this saying, and was a stranger in the land of Midian, where he begat 2 sons. And when 40 years were expired, there appeared to him in the wilderness of Mount Sinai an angel of Yahweh in a flame of fire in a bush. When Moses saw, he wondered at the sight, and as he drew near to see, the voice of Yahweh came to him, saying, I am the Elohim of your fathers, the Elohim of Abraham, and the Elohim of Isaac, and the Elohim of Jacob. And then Moses trembled, and dared not look. Then said the sovereign to him, Take your shoes off from your feet, for the place where you stand is holy ground. I have seen the affliction of my people which is in Egypt, and I have heard their groaning, and am come down to deliver them. And now, come, I will send you to Egypt. This Moses, whom they refused, saying, Who made you a ruler and a judge? The same did Yahweh send to be a ruler and a deliverer by the hand of the angel which appeared to him in the bush. He brought them out, after that he had showed wonders and signs in the land of Egypt, and in the Red Sea, and in the wilderness 40 years. This is that Moses which said to the children of Israel, A prophet shall Yahweh your Elohim raise up to you of your brothers, like unto me, him shall you hear. This is he that was in the assembly in the wilderness with the angel which spoke to him in the Mount Sinai, and with our fathers, who received the lively oracles to give to us, to whom our fathers would not obey, but thrust him from them, and in their hearts turned back again to Egypt, saying to Aaron, Make us Elohim to go before us. For as for this Moses, which brought us out of the land of Egypt, we do not know what has become of him. And they made a calf in those days, and offered sacrifices to the idol, and rejoiced in the works of their own hands. Then Yahweh turned and gave them up to worship the host of heaven. As it is written in the book of the prophets, O ye house of Israel, have you offered to me slain beasts and sacrifices by the space of 40 years in the wilderness? Yes, ye took up the tabernacle of Moloch, and the star of your Elohim Rephan, figures which ye made to worship. And I will carry you away beyond Babylon. Our fathers had the tabernacle of witness in the wilderness, as he had appointed, speaking to Moses, that he should make it according to the fashion that he had seen, which also our fathers that came after brought in with Yahshua into the possession of the Gentiles, whom Yahweh drove out before the face of our fathers, to the days of David, who found favor before Yahweh, and desired to find a tabernacle for the Elohim of Jacob. But Solomon built him a house. Howbeit the Most High dwells not in temples made with hands, as says the prophet, Heaven is my throne, and earth is my footstool. What house will you build me, says Yahweh? Or what is the place of my rest? Has not my hand made all these things? You stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears, you do always resist the Holy Spirit, as your fathers did, so do you. Which of the prophets have not your fathers persecuted? And they have slain them which showed before of the coming of the Just One, of whom you have been now the betrayers and murderers, who have received the law by the disposition of angels, and have not kept it. When they heard these things, they were enraged, and they gnashed on him with their teeth. But he, being full of the Holy Spirit, looked up steadfastly into heaven, and saw the splendor of Yahweh and Yahshua standing on the right hand of Elohim, and said, Behold! I see the heavens opened, and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of Yahweh. And they cried out with a loud voice, and stopped their ears, and ran on him with one accord, and cast him out of the city, and stoned him. And the witnesses laid down their clothes at a young man's feet, whose name was Shaul. And they stoned Stephen, while he was calling upon Yahweh, and saying, Sovereign Yahshua, receive my spirit. And he kneeled down, and cried with a loud voice, Master, lay not this sin to their charge. And when he had said this, he fell asleep. End of chapter.